I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from Sturgeon Bay in northeast Wisconsin. Jack Moneypenny is the president of the Door County Visitors Bureau. Jack envisioned a brilliant but simple plan that stimulates tourism while simultaneously minimizing the carbon footprint. Come along and join Moneypenny as he shares his electric charging station vision that now serves as a model showcase for the future of ecologically sustainable regional tourism around America.
I sit up here in my office and I look out over the world, which is like that little bit of highway, and I think to myself sometimes, there's got to be a different thing or a different way or a different idea we can be operating. Now, in my world of visitor information or destination marketing, there's not a whole lot of new markets out there. I mean, the markets are pretty much saturated and they're pretty much there. Well, I got to thinking one day that, okay, there's this prevalent use of electric vehicles going on in America. How many of them are out there? How many are being used? You know, our director of communication, John Jarish, has a Prius. That kind of got me thinking, I wonder how many actual electric vehicles are on the road. So I called the Department of Transportation in Madison, our state capital, and they told me that in the corridor between Appleton, Wisconsin, up through Door County, which is a heavily populated corridor, there are about 79,000 electric vehicles registered. So I thought, okay, electric vehicles are like when the first gasoline cars were developed. I can't think of the exact date off the top of my head, but when the combustion engine was developed and you bought one, a car, you had to take your car back to where you bought it to get gasoline. So you could never really travel farther than that tank of gas would get you unless you could get back to that dealership, because you couldn't buy gas or get gas anywhere else except where you bought your car. The first commercial gas station was in St. Louis, Missouri. A guy went out in the middle of nowhere and he said, I'm going to build a gas station here. I'm going to sell people gasoline. And people ridiculed him and they thought he was kind of a little on the crazy side, because they said, well, okay, first of all, how are they going to get to you to buy the gas? He said, someday I have a vision there will be a gasoline station on every corner and people will be able to drive from gas station to gas station to gas station to get from one side of America to the other with these cars. And everybody's like, okay. In keeping that in my mind, because I did a lot of research on this, I thought it's only a matter of time before there are electric charging stations and they are spaced so far apart that people can charge their car and move beyond that 30-mile radius that an electric car battery first allowed them to do. So I said, we should be one of the first or the first DMO to put electric charging stations in our parking lot in Door County. And at the same time, I made a deal with the company that I bought them from that if I bought 10 or 20 more, could I get a good deal on them? And I worked out a deal. We did a little horse trading. And I, in turn, then went to the 19 communities in Door County and said, we, as the DMO, want to give you an electric charging station to put in your center of commerce in your community for visitors to use. And then some of our businesses said, well, I want a piece of that action. I want to put one of those and buy my business. And all of a sudden, this idea was born that if we could build this network of electric vehicle charging stations throughout the county, I believe we're up to about 20 or 21 now throughout the county. But what that has enabled us to do is all these vehicles that run through the valley from Oshkosh up to Green Bay, they now only need to get to a charging station where they can plug in, say they charge for 20 or 25 minutes, they get back in their car, they drive up the road, find a great little shopping district, get out, plug their car in the shopping district, shop for a couple of hours, come out, now their battery is 3/4 charged, and this continues on the whole time they're in Door County. So now what used to be a 35-mile radius from their home, they can now go on a short over the weekend vacation into Door County using their electric vehicle. I always said that first year, if I got 3 people to use the electric charging station, I would learn to do a cartwheel. I should never have said that. I have still never learned to do a cartwheel, but that first year we had 50 sessions of people charging their vehicles. Long story short, that first year, the whole season, people using our electric charging stations, the whole year we spent $43 on electricity. was the actual cost for our electricity. People started understanding that in the county, that they could give away this electricity, and what we received in return could be tremendous by the amount of people that would be coming up here using their electric vehicles. As this has grown, I just got an email this morning from a community that says, okay, we just installed our electric charging station. What do we do now? And I haven't quite responded yet, but my response will be, okay, now you just have to wait. Now, what they don't know, as soon as that goes active on the little map that people have when they sign up, is their station will show up. So if somebody's driving and they see their dot on the map, they'll know there's an electric charging station there. So we get this far, and then I have this dilemma or this idea or this challenge, and some people call it this craziness, but I said we have so many people that come from Chicago, and that's a 4.5-hour drive from here. So how do we help people that have a 4-hour or a 2.5-hour car battery? How can we get them all the way here? So I talked to my friend in Manitowoc, who does what I do in Manitowoc, which is about 1.5 hours south of here. And I said, what if I bought you a charging station and put it in your parking lot, and it was there, so when people are driving up the highway, they can see a sign that says electric vehicle charging station, and all I want in return is a little sign on it that says, this charging station brought to you by Door County, hurry up, we're waiting for you. And he has told me the number of people that have stopped there, because they're on the way to Door County, is amazing how many people have stopped there. And they have this great little shopping district around where their offices are, so people can stop there, they can have lunch, they can do a little shopping while their car is plugged in, getting a charge to get them to the next leg in the journey. So really, this has been, I really want to call it a labor of love, because it was identifying a new market, which is unheard of in our industry, and then taking that identification of that market and actually putting the block pieces together to make it happen. So I'm very, very proud of this. And it's not just me, it's everybody who's played a part in this to understand that there are new ways of doing things. Plus, the added benefit is the electric cars do not leave a carbon footprint in Door County. We're like a racetrack. There's one big road up one side and one big road down the other side of the peninsula. And if we can stop or lower or lessen the amount of carbon emissions in this county and see those carbon footprints shrink down, it only helps us when we talk about sustainable tourism and how are we going to be good stewards of this land that we've been put in charge of, even for a moment in time. You know, we may only be here 30 years, but for that time, we are the stewards of this land to take care of it and pass it on to that next generation. So to me, electric vehicles does all that. It really helps us save the environment a little bit more.
Jack Moneypenny, only because we're out of time and I have an electric car waiting for me somewhere, we have to go. But thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. Come back anytime, bring your electric vehicle, or just bring yourself to have a great time in Door County.
One more time, a website.
DoorCounty.com.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.